ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That man is dangerous enough to kill with his bare hands.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm proud of what I created. It was radical.
Pedro Fernandez.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, I do not disappoint. I bring you the upset king of 2012. No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Austin Trout. That's right, the man that went to New York City, Madison Square Garden, was disrespected by HBO, was disrespected by the boxing establishment. Essentially, they made him take a bus from the hotel to the arena. They made him enter the ring first. He was the defending champion. He got a sliver of the money, around $200,000. It just wasn't a fair deal. Cotto got over $2 million. Bottom line was, Austin Trout was disrespected, but I think his performance over 12 rounds, his domination of Miguel Cotto, his probable retirement of Miguel Cotto speaks volumes as to why maybe he should be the 2012 Fighter of the Year. Or how about the man that conquered Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, of course, had that one win over the Russian. It was lackluster, and then he comes back and he drops Pacquiao in the third round and then finishes him off. Lots of people, Danny Garcia, Robert Guerrero, lots of people in contention for Fighter of the Year. We have an ongoing series right now at ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. An ongoing series, a continuing series on the Fighter of the Year for 2012. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
I don't know about making your people happy. You know, I mean, it was a sad night for the Filipino fans. I mean, they are just like Prozac crazy over there in the Philippines now. Antidepressants, mass suicides like the Jonestown suicides in the late 1970s. I mean, it's all occurring in the Philippines right now because Manny Pacquiao got, you know, knocked out. I mean, like, asleep, snoring, put to sleep. The knockout of the year so far for 2012. Of course, there may be one or two fights that'll spring up between now and then, maybe a club fight or something in Europe that'll be spectacular. But I don't think any knockout will eclipse Manny Pacquiao sitting there motionless on the MGM Grand carpet. They're boom, not moving, and like they could have counted to maybe 100, and Manny wouldn't have got up. Bottom line was he is in pretty good health. They did check him afterwards, and he is fine. But you know where his future in the boxing world is concerned, that's a question. And you know what, folks, for the past 2.5 years, let's be honest, the Filipino phenom, he's been on the decline. I mean, the Antonio Margarito fight, where Margarito was essentially just a punching bag that was forced to make a weight that he hadn't made in a long time, plus he was just a limited guy to begin with. And Manny Pacquiao, we know, speed kills. Well, speed killed that night. He beat up on Margarito. Didn't look that good against Shane Mosley. Okay, didn't. Claimed he had leg cramps, okay? And, of course, lost the fight against Juan Manuel Marquez in November of 2011, but somehow the judges gave it to him. And then, of course, he gets beat by Bradley in June. Now, that was controversial, no question about that. There's debate as to who won. Most people feel, most pundits feel that, you know, Tim Bradley didn't do enough to take the championship away from the champion Manny Pacquiao. But if you break a fight down and do what it is, 12 mini fights. That's what a fight is, folks. A boxing match is not how a guy looks after two rounds or what he looks like after four rounds or if he was staggered in the sixth round and things like that. They're all about individual rounds, individual fights. So each fight is scored separately. 12 fights, 12 rounds. You score, whoever wins the majority gets the fight. Okay, that's the way boxing is scored. People have this fictitious or this fallacy, per se, that when they see a fight and a guy's all busted up at the end of 12 rounds, that he lost a fight. Well, that's not the occasion. That's not what happens. If a guy wins, he wins on points because he won more of the little fights than the other guy. Speaking of a guy that's winning fights or going away, possible candidate for Fighter of the Year, I talked about him. I'm talking about Nonito Donaire, the once beaten, of course, 122-pound champion out of the East Bay here in Northern California, Newark, California. Of course, he drilled Jorge Arce, and when none of the left hook, when those left, I mean, he's knocked out three guys now with left hooks, single punches that are sort of like Ray Robinson knocking out Gene Fulmer. And of course, that's one of the greatest punches in the history of the annals of professional boxing, combat sports. Bottom line was, Ray, you've been outdone. That's right, the Filipino Flash with a knockout of Victor Chinian, 7-7-2007. That's right. He was rolling the dices that day. I'm talking about Nonito Donaire. Knocked out Victor Chinian. Knocked Vic out to the point where when Vic got up, he didn't know he'd been knocked out. He goes, knocked out? I wasn't even knocked down. That's what he said in the post-fight interview. Okay. Then he takes on Fernando Montiel. I call him Superfly. He was a fantastic fighter out of Mexico. I think he was once beaten going into the fight with Donaire. He was knocked out, knocked into another time zone, okay, by a single left hook. Okay, and then this past week, Jorge Arce, falling to the same fate, the big left hook of Nonito Donaire. So that, and the fact Donaire had four fights in 2012, won two decisions, two knockouts, beat a Japanese guy that really didn't come to dance for the IBF version of the title. Does that merit, is that enough for him to be Fighter of the Year? What about Robert Guerrero, the Ghost? Another Northern California product, may I add, Gilroy, California. Okay, yesterday he was involved in a big food drive down there for the homeless in the Salinas Valley. So more power to Robert hanging out down there in the garlic capital of the world. That's where he's from, Gilroy, California. But when you look at what Robert Guerrero's did this year in just two fights, he comes back from major surgery, okay, to the shoulder. He comes back. He jumps two weight classes from 135 to 147 pounds because Juan Manuel Marquez, who knocked out Manny Pacquiao, didn't want to fight him. Nobody wants to fight a near 6 foot southpaw, and that's what Robert Guerrero is. So Guerrero goes into the first fight in August with Selçuk Aydın, who was 23-0 with like 18 whacks, a Russian guy. He could fight. You know how I knew he could fight? It was that Don King was willing to fly coast to coast to watch this fight. He promoted him, but he was willing to fly coast to coast to be around this guy. He considered him a live underdog, if not the guy to win this fight. Of course, Guerrero was slightly favored in that fight, and he did win that fight going away. And then, of course, coming back and beating Andre Berto just a month ago. I mean, a sensational fight, a big upset, dropping Berto in two rounds. But what I'm trying to say is he went on to win a 12-round, you know, walk-away decision. But what I'm trying to say here is the quality of opposition, does that mean more than the quantity? I mean, how are we weighing things here? And, of course, Andre Ward, the world 168-pound champion. Hey, another Northern California product. Is that a coincidence? We've got three guys from Northern California that are legitimate champions at their weight class. That's unheard of in boxing annals. New York City has never had that. Okay, I'm seriously. Not in the modern day. Nobody has. We've got it going on here. Whatever's in the water is working well for our boxers. But Andre Ward, of course, chopping down light heavyweight champion Chad Dawson and doing it in a superlative manner. I mean, wow. I mean, he just went out there and he thrashed Chad Dawson. Yeah, Chad dropped down to 168 pounds, but he said, hey, making the weight's not going to be a problem. And he said afterwards that making the weight wasn't the problem. The problem was Andre Ward, who seems to be unbeaten at that weight at 168. I mean, he's won the Super Six tournament. What I'm trying to say is that one fight, is that one devastating one, that dropping, you know, him beating up on Chad Dawson, is that enough to merit him Fighter of the Year? What about Danny Garcia? Of course, Danny Garcia, what's he now, 25-0, 26-0, 16 whacks, the world 140-pound champion. I mean, he beat Amir Khan, and he silenced Amir Khan, and Amir Khan was being touted as one of the best fighters pound for pound, even though he had been knocked out by Bradys Prescott early in his career. And this was all based on his amateur pedigree, but yet he only got a bronze medal in the Olympics. So I don't know what the big deal was. Anyway, but England has put their all their boxing stock into this kid from, I think he's from Manchester. I'm not sure. Maybe Hatton's from Manchester. Anyway, the bottom line is he is from the UK, but originally his people are from Pakistan. Okay, and he talks a good talk, and he walks a good walk, but he doesn't take a good punch, okay? So Danny Garcia drills him with one punch, and he beats Eric Morales in a close fight the first time and then thrashes him in the rematch. So do we say that Danny Garcia is worthy of being the Fighter of the Year? You know, Austin Trout upset Miguel Cotto, went in there to the Lion's Den, Madison Square Garden. I mean, there must have been eight people in the house rooting for Austin, his family in his corner. That's it. Everybody else was behind the Puerto Rican, you know, the iconic figure from Guamos, Puerto Rico. I'm talking about Miguel Cotto. Miguel Cotto didn't win too many rounds that night. He got hurt. He was ready to go. That one body shot. In fact, when we have Austin Trout on the air in just a few minutes, that's right, we're expecting Austin Trout. He's just confirmed his appearance here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines. If you'd like to join the world junior middleweight champion from Las Cruces, New Mexico, on the toll-free phone lines is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Do you have any suggestions for Fighter of the Year? I mean, what do you think? Who should be the boxer of 2012. Does Marquez get it for that punctuation mark, that Hall of Fame-type punch that he landed on Manny Pacquiao? Well, truth be told, when you look at the punching replay, Manny Pacquiao was running in recklessly. Okay, he was. He was giving him the bum's rush, and he got the boom. Right hand from a scientific boxer, right on the chin, lights out. Of course, he was down for quite a while. Kenny Bayless stood over him, kneeled over him. Pacquiao wasn't moving. His wife was freaking out. His promoter, Bob Arum, was freaking out. He was saying, there goes my cash cow. Well, Bob, your cash cow went away, we know, when he didn't take the fight with Floyd Mayweather. Let's be honest. He could have took this fight. All he had to do was to agree to random drug testing. Some blood tests were going to be administered, but most of it was going to be like urine tests. He didn't want to do it. And in this last fight, of course, Manny Pacquiao's trainer, Freddie Roach, accused Juan Manuel Marquez of being on steroids. He did. So Marquez says, okay, let's do random testing. And Freddie Roach said, no. So I sort of dropped the subject. So, all right, so then the fight goes down, and Roach says something to the effect, well, I'll kiss Juan Manuel Marquez's derriere if he comes back clean. Well, he did come back clean. So what's Freddie going to do? I mean, Freddie Roach is, you know, I'm not going to go on an anti-Freddie Roach tirade. Okay, I will. Okay, he was an average fighter at best. He was a punching bag for the most part. Okay, everybody of note punched on him. He made big money because he took a lot of punches. He was able to take punches and hang in there 10 rounds with guys back in the early days of ESPN. And he got good money for doing so, okay? He became the trainer of Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao, you know, just burst to superstardom under his tutelage. Okay, no doubt about that, okay? But, you know, he hasn't really taken a fighter from the crib. I'm talking about, like, you know, right from the amateurs. Here, take this kid from the amateurs, turn him pro, and make him champion. I don't think he's done that yet, okay? And I think in some of his bigger tests with some of his bigger fighters, he's failed with Pacquiao now twice in the, you know, in two successive fights. He failed with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., okay? I just don't think he's that good of a trainer. I think the boxing establishment sort of went with Freddie because, you know, they say, oh, he's a nice guy and he's doing good things and, you know, and he's got Parkinson's and things like that, you know, and I guess they want to honor him now. Because, you know, it wouldn't be probably cool to honor him in 10 years, because in 10 years from now, the Parkinson's will have, you know, maybe rendered him in the condition of Muhammad Ali. So I guess best to honor Freddie Roach now. But being overrated as a trainer, yeah, Freddie Roach is no Emmanuel Stewart. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, Austin Trout live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
Oh, southpaw means you're left-handed, and southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys, throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from? I'll tell you. A long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting in the, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia, and his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's south. So then naturally they call him southpaw. You see? Southpaw, South Jersey, South Camden, southpaw. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Yo.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good, the godfather of soul. I knew that I would.
Late James Brown, JB in the house. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course. Boxing returning to network television. That's right, NBC airing Thomas Adamek, 47-2, 29 wax. Pretty good fighter out of Poland. Lost to one of the Klitschkos, of course, when he stepped up and tried to fight for the heavyweight title or a portion of the heavyweight title. Since he's two brothers hold the heavyweight championship hostage over there in Germany and the Ukraine and places like that. You know, we really don't celebrate heavyweight championship boxing here in the United States anymore. But we're hoping guys like Deontay Wilder, Seth Mitchell was a possible hope till he got drilled. I mean, Chaz Witherspoon sort of exposed him, but Jonathan Banks knocked him like into another time zone. And of course, I consider him a student of the game. I consider him a very good fighter. Do I consider him championship level? I just don't know. Former cruiserweight, I just don't know. But bottom line is, former cruiserweight Thomas Adamek, originally out of Poland, 223 pounds. Steve Cunningham, 203 pounds, 25-4, 12 KOs. Of course, these guys fought, I think, back in 2008. It was like the fight of the year or the fight of the decade. I mean, people really thought this bout at 200 pounds even was a fighter of the year. And, of course, Adamek, I don't know. I think he's sort of suspect as a heavyweight, using 20 extra pounds here over his guy. As far as Steve Cunningham's concerned, if he can weigh 203 pounds for this fight, he probably should be fighting at cruiserweight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We await the world junior middleweight champion. He's tardy. I'm talking about Austin Trout, 25-0, of course, 14 wax, a man from Las Cruces, New Mexico. The southpaw went in there and just took a Miguel Cotto apart. And, you know, styles make fights. But, you know, age is all an important factor as well. And the fact that Austin was young, and, you know, Cotto's been through so many wars. I mean, he really has. I mean, even in some of the fights that he won, he was in wars with. Okay, he was. I mean, the guy, the Torres from Colombia, had him down. I mean, he's been dropped. He's been hurt. He's been stiffened in fights where you're saying, oh, maybe he's going to go. And, of course, he's always roared back, with the exception of a few occasions.
You know, the first loss, of course, to Antonio Margarito, which was suspect because we think that Margarito's hands were probably loaded at the time. Then he lost, you know, to Manny Pacquiao. And then, of course, he came back and beat Margarito. But, man, did he get hammered about by a Austin Trout. Austin hit him with a left hand to the body. And, essentially, that folded Cotto over. And the referee called it a low blow and stepped in and warned Austin about the low blow. But it was right on the belt line. It wasn't low. That's not low. Beltline is not low, okay? In fact, let me tell you about low blows. Guys that say they've been hurt by low blows are, if you put them on a polygraph machine and ask them that question, they'd fail. Why? Because you wear a protective cup. And this protective cup, when it was tested back in the 1930s, when its conception, when it was first brought to light for people in boxing, the test was the guy went around the United States with a baseball bat and dared people to hit him with a baseball bat in the groin area when he had this steel protection cup on. Okay. So you flinch, but you're not hurt. You're not in pain. When you see guys dropping to a knee, I've said this before and I'm willing to admit it. The one fight that I had where I sort of dogged it a little bit because, you know, the guy hit me on the belt line and things weren't going all that well. And I took a little couple of minutes to try to gather my thoughts. Because, you know, I was looking at that, I was saying, things are just not going too well here. They're not. Well, I've got to reevaluate things here. And he gave me an excuse to cop out for a minute, and I did. And I took the knee, and, you know, from the body shot, it was on the belt line. It was a body shot. But I took the knee, and the referee went along with it, and I played the act. So when you see guys, you know, laying down, writhing in pain, I'm talking about Riddick Bowe and Andrew Galata, you know, how about Terry Norris? You know, Terry, listen, poor Terry Norris, when you think about the condition he's in now, but some of those fights that he had, the damage that he would inflict on opponents was far too, how can I put this, not enough considering the damage he took. Because the last time I saw him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame a few years ago, and he wasn't, how can I put this, he wasn't ready for prime time, not quite the speaker per se. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of mixed martial arts, in the mixed martial arts hour, of course, boxing and Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a, how can I put this, multifaceted show in that we cover all combat sports, even professional wrestling to a extent. That's right. Boxing, that's my sport per se. Of course, MMA, I'm in love with it. I try to cover it as well as I can. Bottom line is we do an hour of MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, noon Pacific time every Saturday. And, of course, it's replayed throughout the week. You can check it out on the Sports Byline website. You can check it on my website. iTunes has got it. We got it going on, all these different internet platforms. But the bottom line is we do air a show on Sunday as well. Sunday, of course, at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where I combine an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts all into 1 hour of radio. So we rock it Saturdays and Sundays, of course. Sunday show, usually a weekend wrap of what happened on Saturday. And, of course, the premier thing as far as the world of boxing is concerned this week is the return of professional boxing to network television, NBC, the Peacock. I mean, back in the days of Ferdy Pacheco and who was it, Marv Albert? Wasn't Marv Albert his broadcast partner? Yeah, Marv Albert was his broadcast partner, one of the Albert brothers. He was the guy that sort of got caught. Sort of like when the Mosca de la Hoya moves, remember, dressed up as a girl? Something like that. Remember, he was wearing lingerie or something. Okay, caught him. Remember? That chick ratted him out and all that stuff. Maybe there was some video of it. Anyway, you know, we got the actual pictures of Oscar and good old Oscar de la Hoya denying in 2008 or 2009 when I broke the story that he was a transvestite. He was a man that liked to dress up in women's clothes. And there were pictures of him, and I did produce the pictures, I think, before TMZ did. And when I came up with these pictures, Oscar said that I photoshopped them. He said they were all photoshopped pictures. And then earlier this year, he cops to the fact the pictures are real. Oh, man, why would you do so? Damage control had been done. Oscar De La Hoya is an idiot. Yeah, he was coming off he supposedly cleaned up from cocaine and alcohol abuse and things like that. And more power to him. I'm glad he's clean. Okay? But you don't air your dirty laundry out there. Man, you have children. You have a wife. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that, you know, by airing this stuff publicly, and he did it on this most famous television station in Telefutura or one of the Univisions, I think it was on Univision, okay, one of the most widely watched TV shows in the country, if not the number one show, I think the number one news show. And he spilled his guts on there. And there was no need. He's not writing a book. He's not got a book coming out. There's not a movie coming out on the Golden Boy. Why would you go public with that? That was the 2012 gaffe of the year in the world of professional boxing. And Oscar De La Hoya is guilty of it. Copping to being a transvestite and doing cocaine with hookers? I don't think so. Not for the kids, man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
It's fourth and goal, and they need a touchdown. So Mitch Rayboy of Westport, Connecticut, you better go for it. Because your wife wants a sapphire and diamond ring for Christmas, and you need to score more than a field goal. Also, could you quit leaving your wet towel on the floor? It's seriously annoying.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Well, that's a change in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether the crime scene or this and that, is always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposing, all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a... And the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal, you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go, father.
A lot of kids that get so A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Platinum recording artist Lenny Williams. Following up, bringing us back here from the break, of course, Emmanuel Stewart there. Talk about the Godfather of the Kronk, Jim, in just a second. Lenny Williams, I spent like a lot of New Year's Eves with Lenny Williams, like four or five, maybe six. And I'm, you know, considering that's a good percentage of my life, I'm doing another one. This time in Sacramento, California, this New Year's Eve. So me and Lenny will be hanging out. Maybe I'll have Lenny on the show next week and he'll talk about it. We were talking this week about Pacquiao getting dropped. It's still news. I mean, everybody's still talking about it. When you walk into people's offices and they see me with my Kronk jacket, I have a Kronk jacket. It says Kronk Gym, Pedro Fernandez on the front, and that kind of good stuff. Kronk Boxing Gym. It's a beautiful jacket. It's the Kronk colors. If you've ever seen it, it's got the gold sleeves and the red emblem. And it's beautiful. No question about it. Okay. And people come up to me on the street and they say, yeah, I know about that guy. In fact, I was working a gig a few days ago and some guy walked up to me and said, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your friend, Emmanuel Stewart, Pedro. And I was wondering how he knew who I was. Well, it's right there on my jacket, Pedro Fernandez. And, of course, the Kronk Gym is synonymous with the founder, Emmanuel Stewart, the gold father that left us, of course, earlier this year, just a couple of months ago now. His passing is I knew it was happening. See, I got wind of it was happening and that it was certain and things like that. And all he was getting back to me with was tweets. And here's a man that would call me from around the world. Okay. He'd call me at weird hours. I'd call him at weird hours. And there was never a gripe about it. I'd wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning in Austria or in the Ukraine. And he didn't riot. He didn't rattle or roll. He'd wake me up and I didn't rattle or roll. And the bottom line was we respected each other. And, you know, we enjoyed each other's presence. I guess that's the best. I stayed in his house when I went to Detroit. Of course, he got me a gig as the ring announcer at the Joe Louis Arena. I worked the Pontiac Superdome, which isn't all that super anymore. But the arena is still, I mean, the arena was a nice arena at the time, but it wasn't state-of-the-art per se. And, of course, I got to do the pro debut of Thomas Hearns' show, Thomas Hearns' son, Ronald Hearns, in Detroit. So I had some good, memorable moments. One of Thomas Hearns' last fights, I think it maybe have been his last contest, that was at the Silverdome, okay? And I was able to take care of that. And to announce these gigs and to work these gigs was a privilege to be. Listen, Motown is a beautiful place. I mean, you see Detroit on TV all the time, and you see people getting killed and people being, you know, I mean, all these nasty ruins and buildings, you know, decayed and falling to the ground and things like that. And that's not the way really Detroit is. Yes, there are some parts of Detroit that need some, quote, urban renewal. Okay, no doubt about it. Okay. But there are also some parts of Detroit that are beautiful. And, you know, when I go down to, I think it's West Grandview Boulevard, with the site of the Hitsville USA Studios, Motown. Been in there a couple of times. I mean, you know, Detroit is not only cars, it's music and it's boxing. It's synonymous with the three things there because the Kronk Gym is synonymous with boxing worldwide. When I've worn this coat worldwide, some guy in Oakland one time told me about a year and a half ago that he liked to take this coat from me, but he realized that I was probably a boxer having the coat. So that's what he said to me. We were on the BART. He said, you know, I like to have that coat. In other words, he'd like to take it. Okay. And the bottom line was, yeah, you're probably a boxer. So good idea that he didn't. I didn't want to have a rumble there on the train. I remember another instance in which I was in a bad spot over in Northern California, and the guy wanted to take my Roberto Duran Marvin Hagler jacket, and it was only a satin coat. I think it cost us like $35 or $30 at the fight back in 1984, and it was sort of cool. You wore it on occasion. I mean, not all the time. Wore it on occasion, and some guy wanted to take that off my back, and we had to sort of throw down over that. I mean, so you don't want to wear certain places. You don't want to wear jewelry and flashy stuff. And I wore this coat, and this coat was like, at the time, was hotter than hell. I mean, Duran, it came so close to beating Marvin Hagler. And Marvin Hagler being, of course, the world undisputed middleweight champion at the time, of course, he would go on to fight Thomas the Hitman Hearns in 1985 in what some people call the greatest 9 minutes in boxing. Well, it wasn't actually 9 minutes, but it was less than three rounds. Of course, Tommy Hearns looking like he had fallen out of an airplane and survived. That's basically what he looked like after three rounds. He went in there and let it go. And he hit Hagler on the beard, talk about on the chin, and Hagler sort of said, whoa, and he sort of hesitated for a second. And then he came back, and he jumped on Tommy, and you knew at that point in time that, you know, the fight was Hagler's to win and Tommy's to lose. Much the same as Roberto Duran did when Pepino Cuevas hit him with that left hook back in, was it, 1983, down at the sports arena in Los Angeles, California. I remember I was training at the Main Street Gym in L.A. It was an old CD gym. It was like the gym from the Rocky movies, okay? All that stuff in downtown L.A., Main Street, and this had all been torn down, redone, this and that. So that's gone. The Main Street Theater, where we used to go. They didn't show fights in Northern California. People didn't know that, but we didn't have access to a lot of fights. So for the Duran-Davy Moore fight, that was in June of 1983. Of course, the Cuevas win by Roberto Duran set up the fight with Davy Moore. That and the fact that Tony Aiello went to jail, the number one contender at the time. I don't know if you remember that, but he pulled that rape on New Year's Eve where he stuffed a sock in a lady's mouth and he went to jail. And he unfortunately got out and did the same thing again. Okay, but this time the lady shot him. The only problem was the lady didn't shoot him dead center in the chest. She shot him in the arm. So Tony Aiello is back spending the rest of his life in jail. But Roberto Duran fights Davy Moore for the World Junior Middleweight Championship. Of course, that win, a big upset, even though people thought, you know, Moore was going to roll over Roberto Duran. And look at the experience factor. Duran had close to like 80 fights, and Moore had 13. Moore had an amateur pedigree. That gives you some added stock. But, you know, Roberto sort of got a thumb in Davy's eye in the first round there. It looked accidental. I never accused Roberto Duran of thumbing. I think he's a pretty good guy, you know, except for the low blow against Ken Buchanan. And it really wasn't all that low. It was on the belt line. A little bit, all right. A little bit south of the belt line. But the bottom line was that's how he won the World Lightweight Championship back in 1972. And that's what a lot of people remember Manos de Piedra, Roberto Duran for. Okay, Roberto Duran was probably, you know, when I look back at history and I'm looking at the fighters of this generation, I think he'd have licked them all. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, please. Manny Pacquiao, I don't think you mention Roberto Duran and Manny Pacquiao in the same sentence if you're talking about them fighting one another. At any weight, for Duran turned pro at 122, he probably peaked at 147 in the first Ray Leonard fight in June of 1980. Okay? You know, from that point forward, yeah, he won championships dating all the way up till 1989 when he stunned the boxing world. Of course, a 12-round, was it a split knot? I believe it was a split knot, split decision, in Atlantic City over Iran Barkley. And he dropped Barkley with the most beautiful combination Roberto Duran has ever thrown, I believe, in the 11th round, a three-punch combination, left, right, left, and it was lights out. For a second there for Iran Barkley. But he was such a big middleweight. I mean, this guy's like he ended up boxing as a heavyweight. He was the biggest middleweight I ever met in my life. So for Duran to beat him and beat him decisively, a guy that Tommy Hearns couldn't beat in two fights, that's why I rate Duran over Tommy Hearns as far as all-time greats are concerned. And I rate Duran over Ray Leonard as far as all-time greats are concerned, even though Ray Leonard beat Roberto Duran twice. Now, how can I do that? I look at longevity. I look at the fact that, you know, Duran was able to fight all these different weight classes. He didn't make guys come to certain weights to fight him like Leonard did, a.k.a. Manny Pacquiao, making guys come in at unnatural weights. Miguel Cotto and Antonio Margarito for two there, as far as Manny Pacquiao is concerned. Sugar Ray Leonard did it with Donnie Lalonde. He did it with Tommy Hearns for the rematch. I think the weight was 162 pounds. You know, and Hearns could barely make one. He had trouble making that weight. But Ray Leonard does admit that Tommy Hearns won that fight. I believe it was in June of 1989. Of course, the 12-round rematch at 168 pounds. That was the camp that I spent a lot of time with Ray Leonard in preparing for that fight. It was down in West Palm Beach, Florida, on the PGA Sheraton Golf Resort. Beautiful place. Mike Traynor, his confidant, that Washington, D.C. attorney, footed the entire bill. I was down there for a week. Get this, folks. The bill was like $3,800 for a week. Holy, I couldn't. When you said, I got the bill, blah, 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 blah. Because it was, you know, Mike Traynor said he was taking care of all this stuff, the food, the whole nine yards. Come down for a week and enjoy the Florida sunshine, train with Ray, do that kind of stuff. And I did. In fact, there's some pictures circling somebody told me they saw a picture the other day of me and Ray Leonard jogging together. And I said, where'd you get all – how'd you get all that? I don't need to have one of those anymore. I mean, it sort of got lost in my moves. But a friend of mine, Hector Martinez Jr., has a picture of me and Ray Leonard running. And we ran even for like about 2.5-3 miles. And then Ray kicked it into high gear. And I was just a blur. Ray was the most amazing runner I had ever run with as far as boxers are concerned. Roberto Duran ran very slow. Alexis Arguello, even slower. These guys ran like snails. But they would run for an hour. That's how I guess they were able to go 15 strong rounds, where today's fighters have troubles going 12. Okay, but 15 rounds, those guys ran slow. At the end, you can get Arguello to do sprints. Sometimes Duran wouldn't even do sprints. He would just run the hour, and he was done, period. You know, and he'd watch his weight. Duran in the, how can I put this, the second coming of Roberto Duran, and that's after the No Mas fight, November 1980, of course, surrendering the World Welterweight Championship back to Sugar Ray Leonard that he had taken and undoubtedly was the fight of the year, June 20th, 1980. I mean, Duran winning across the boards in the brawl in Montreal, hurting Leonard in the second round, hurting him in the third, hurting him throughout the fight, just pounding on him. I mean, Ray looked like he had been beaten with a baseball bat after 15 rounds. I mean, just beaten. Oh, man, it was the licking Duran put on him was like man versus boy. And that's where Ray Leonard became a boy. Became a man from a boy. He grew up in that fight. He came back in the next fight. He negotiated himself a ring bigger than my studio. I'm talking about like a 40-foot ring. I kid you not. It was like a backyard. And he danced all around, and Duran couldn't catch him. And, you know, Duran was just chasing him all over the ring. And finally, Roberto said, you know what? No Mas, I've had enough. You're not going to make a clown out of me. It wasn't that Duran was afraid of being knocked out. Duran just wasn't going to deal with the humiliation of Leonard running and pot-shotting him for the rest of the fight. He just wasn't going to do it, so he had No Mas. And that is a big knock against Roberto Duran. And people say, well, you have to take that into consideration when you say he's a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns, who knocked him out, who knocked him into another time zone, another zip code, and Ray Leonard, who beat him twice out of three rounds. Okay? You got to take that into consideration. I don't. I look at the entire spectrum. I look at the fighter from his birth to the end as far as his professional career is concerned, and I think that Roberto Duran is a greater fighter than Sugar Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns, both of whom beat him. You can debate me on that one, but that's the way I feel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of Emmanuel Stewart, Andy Lee, the kid that was living with him for a long time, he's going to come back. It'll be in Ireland. Of course, the kid is from Ireland, and he's got a good amateur pedigree, but fought Chavez and didn't look so good. Bottom line is, he's looking for a new trainer, obviously, with Emmanuel Stewart's passing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. What it wants, respect comes to you, and you can hold your man.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzone, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins. Okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number is four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike McCollum, Mugambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You despise me, don't you?
Well, if I gave you any thought, I probably would.
That was Bernard Hopkins assessing himself. Then the world middleweight champion. Man, those are the Tower Power horns, of course, hooking up with the Super Strokeland band, combination of Tower Power and Huey Lewis. But Bernard Hopkins' self-assessment, glad to be mentioned with those greats, but I think the longer he sticks around, he's like 47 years old, and he's still fighting, or 48 years old. And he stinks joints out. And he's really not that good of a fighter anymore. I mean, yeah, he's good for the fact that he's 47 years old, and he's beaten select opponents, and some of these guys that he's beaten aren't, you know, highly ranked, and I guess that's all sort of relevant to him being around, but 47? Come on. He's got enough money. He's got the first nickel he ever spent, he ever made, and I'll tell you why, is that we were in Las Vegas together at the Riviera Hotel, back for a fight with Antoine Eccles, and the waitress left us the check, and he wasn't going to tip her. So I had to pull out my money out of the pocket, out of my pocket, in order to tip the waitress. Bernard said she don't deserve it. That's her job. Bernard didn't get it. Sort of like pay-per-view bonuses, Bernard. You get those? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you can catch us Saturday for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and again Sunday for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I love you so.